When it comes to owning a business, introverts, you seem to think you're so different. Instead, you just have to think about doing it differently. Hi, it's Heather. Welcome to another episode of Business Mindset Mastery. This is a episode spotlight on the most listened to episode of my 300 shows. The episode you're about to listen to has 2,500 more listens than the episode that's second in popularity. It is crazy pants how many times this episode gets listened to every single week. I wanted to put a spotlight on it so you could enjoy and be a part of the conversation too. That being said, when we talk about the mindset for introverts when it comes to running their businesses, it's really important, introverts, that you hear from me. You're simply not that special. I say this not to hurt your feelings, not to create some sort of truth bomb, mic drop moment, but to encourage you to get really real with yourselves about the actual obstacles you face when it comes to running your businesses. There's always going to be things we don't like to do. Some of us don't like to sell. Some of us, like myself included, hate social media. Some people hate one-on-one work. Some people hate group calls. Some people would prefer to do X. Other people would prefer to do Y. There's something in the conversation around business owners and being introverts that seem to separate introverts and almost make you an other when it comes to the world of business ownership. But it's simply not my experience and not my observation that separating yourself from the pack, identifying yourselves as different, sets you up in any way for any kind of success. Because we all have our things, we all have our strengths, and we all have our weaknesses. Figuring out how to best utilize our strengths while minimizing our weaknesses is how we're going to set ourselves up for success. But when we say we can't, when we say being an introvert is an obstacle, we are getting in the way of our own success. So I want to get crystal clear with you about the mindset for business ownership when it comes to being an introvert. You have to know yourself. You have to know how you move through the world, what sets you up for the most success, and you also have to know what you're willing to do for what you want. Today's listener question in the featured episode I'm going to have you listen to next, her issue was networking, showing up at a conference, following up after the conference, and connecting with people. It didn't come easy and it didn't come natural, but for the health of her business, she had to figure it out. You can substitute networking with whatever challenge you were having in your business, and I think you'll find that my advice still applies. Even, dare I say, if you're an extrovert listening to this episode out of curiosity or wanting to know more about your introverted friends and colleagues in business, because we all have our things. But I do believe when we identify being an introvert as a thing, rather than how can we use the strengths that come with being an introvert to our benefit, we are setting ourselves up to play small, hide, and show up as less than. So this is my rally cry to all of you listening who identify as being an introvert. Start seeing it as a strength and see how you can use it. Now sit back, Take a deep breath in your quiet moment and listen in as I give this listener some advice because I think it's going to apply to you too. And here's to your success. This was from back in the day when I still had Choose to Have It All. So you can enjoy the look back and you can always find me with your questions at heather@heathergrayconsulting.com and I'll happily answer them on a future episode of the show. So sit back and listen in and I'll be talking to you soon. If you're an introvert, how do you run a business without constantly feeling like you want to crawl out of your skin? Hi, welcome to another episode of Business Mindset Mastery. I'm Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach. I work with business owners, leaders, entrepreneurs, and you can always find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today we're talking about introverts running businesses. I do have a listener question for you, and we're going to dive right in. But before I dive into my explanation and my answer for today's listener, I just think it's helpful if I clarify for the listening audience here how I define the difference between introverts and extroverts. There's so many different definitions, and I don't know how today's listener self-identifies, but in my answer, in the way I've come to understand it, and the way I come to talk to people about it and work with clients around it, it simply comes down to how we get our energy. Some people get energy by being in crowds, in groups of people, by having, you know, sort of brainstorming sessions, talking in groups, engaging with other people will ignite them, fuel them, recharge them, energize them, because they get their energy by being around and being in community with other people. Introverts get their energy either by being alone, by being with smaller groups of people, and having more intimate conversations. There's whole books written on it, so there's no possible way that I can identify this issue, perfectly define it, explain it, and help every introvert own and run a business in a single podcast episode. However, this is a way to start the conversation. The one thing that I would sort of add as a caveat to this conversation before we go further is I think a lot of times, as with any sort of hang up or hiccup or quirk we have about ourselves, introverts run the risk of limiting themselves and limiting their beliefs about what they're capable of by tacking this descriptor onto themselves. So for me, it's the same way, you know, for me, it's the same thing of like identifying as somebody who has a hearing problem. So I can say, I have a hearing problem. That means XYZ about me, or that means I can't ABC, rather than moving to a place of, because I have a hearing problem, how am I going to do this? Or somebody who identifies as having ADD, because I struggle with staying on task, because I get easily distracted, how am I going to do this? Or somebody who struggles with anxiety or depression. I think what happens is as soon as we have a label or as soon as we have a diagnosis sitting in front of us, it gets really easy to say we can't, to have it become a limiting descriptor to what we're capable of. So as you listen to me have this conversation with the listener, if introvert isn't your thing, that's fine, because we all have our things, we all have our quirks, we all have our hangups, and I don't think my answer is going to be any different. So I really want you to kind of look at this question with that lens as I dive in, and then I'll find you on the other side. Here goes. Heather, a couple of weeks ago, I attended a networking event for people in my industry. As an introvert, I was happy with myself for going and felt like I did a pretty good job of connecting with people. I'm also proud of myself for reaching back out to people who have connected with me since we met. The problem here is they are doing the reaching. I just have to say yes. At the event, I met three people who I know could be important connections for my business. I had every intention of reaching out last week to each of them, but each day I kept procrastinating and avoiding it. The whole idea makes me cringe and break out into a cold sweat. I don't want to be the thing that holds my business back, but I can't seem to take initiative on this. This is my ghost that follows me, and I just want to beat it. How can introverts succeed at networking without having to double up on deodorant? Okay, I got you. First of all, I want you to just take a deep breath. And I want to remind you that extroverts have a hard time reaching out and cold calling or starting a conversation after a networking event. People in general, business owners, salespeople even who specialize in this stuff, you're putting yourself out there and it's vulnerable. It doesn't have to mean that it's harder for you or different for you because you're an introvert. What you're looking to do is just a hard thing. And no matter what somebody's struggling with, that can be challenging and intimidating and a little daunting because we know the rules, right? Like we know the way the game is played. We know that if we don't come up with enough of an attention-getting headline in the email subject, the email may never get read. If we don't do enough of a balance between being really personal but also getting to the point, the email might not be finished. There's a lot riding on it when we're reaching out without pre-established relationships or pre-established reasons for connecting. So yes, you're an introvert. Yes, you get your energy by being alone and public, you know, sort of interactions make you nervous and social situations create more anxiety for you than some other people. But that it doesn't mean you can't do this. But what you're trying to do is be an introvert and do it anyway. What I want you to do is figure out how, as an introvert, can you do this? Because my guess is, and my story is, you are imagining the perfect way to reach out to these three people. Maybe you're telling yourself that you have to get on the phone. Perhaps you're telling yourself that you have to have a well-crafted email. Or you need to sort of figure out exactly what it is you're asking for them and make sure you only have one ask or that you're being perfectly clear. So my guess is your thought pattern isn't specifically around, I'm an introvert, how do I network? My story about you is that your thought pattern is about these 50 million different details. How do I put it in the subject line so that it gets opened? How do I, you know, communicate enough of my interest about them, but also start the conversation for how to build my business? How do I? The combination of all of those questions is what's making you sweat, feel like you're outside of your comfort zone, and making you want to run for the hills. So let's, before you reach out to them, let's just break it down what you want to do. You said to me that you can see them as being important connections for your business. How? Do you think that they're potential clients? Do you think they're potential business partners? Do you think they're potential referral sources for you? I would get really clear for yourself on how you saw the worthwhile connection. I would then get really clear with yourself around some amount of specificity that you can. What are you hoping to get from a renewed connection with these folks? Are you hoping to start a conversation? Are you hoping to just create a more collegial relationship? Do you have a specific ask? Do you have an idea you want to share? Because if you're just imagining that you need to reach out and you don't like have that specificity in mind, of course you're getting nervous because then you're going to think, oh my God, I'm an introvert. I don't wing it very well. Or what if I come off as this? And what if I come off as that? So I would take the time to get really clear with yourself about why it's important to you to reach out. You knew you wanted to do it last week. It was important enough to you that when you procrastinated on it and when you didn't get the job done, you reached out to me for my 2 cents. So this has value to you. That is already established. Let's get specific as to why and how. And once you know that, then you can decide how, in my own comfort style, in my own way, do I want to reach out? What would be a consistent way to make this connection that doesn't make me crazy? And then I would ask yourself, how would I want to get this? Like, how would I want to receive this? Like, for example, if you look at the ways the people who have reached out to you since the event, what about their approach? What about their way of moving through the world made you want to say yes and reach back? And was there anybody that you said no to or that you ignored or took a pass on? But when you get really clear on how you want to do it without being held to some predetermined notion for how you're supposed to do it, things open up way more easily. You may not need a script. You may not need a template. You may just need to be yourself and be transparent and tell people what you want them to think. You know, one of the things that's kind of funny is I've been doing a little more cold calling myself and reaching out to people who hadn't heard of me. And I just basically, in one of the emails, I'd already written like 3 that day or something, and I had decided I wanted to get 5 out. So on the 4th one, I was kind of like spontaneous and said something about cold calling getting really old, but I know that it's still effective. And the person wrote back and was like, oh my gosh, you made me laugh. And yes, obviously I would love to connect. And that's how the conversation started. So it's less about overthinking and more about getting really clear about what it is you want. And then when you get clear with what it is that, like, you want to hear from these people or what you're hoping for in response, you can tell them that. Like, so for example, if you just want them to consider something, if you want them to keep an eye out for an opportunity for you, if you had a specific question for them, but if you can get clear on how it is that you think they might be able to help you, then you can get that ask dialed in and more specific. And I think you'll have a better chance of getting the need met. But what's happening here for you is you are setting yourself up to fail because you're predetermining for yourself that as an introvert, you can't do it. And we all have our things. We all have our, you know, sort of quirks or discomforts or sort of idiosyncrasies that make doing certain things hard. But once we say, because I'm a certain way, I can't do it, we're kind of like cutting ourselves off at the pass. So what I would think about, because there's all different levels of being an introvert and everybody describes it very differently, if you were going to do this in the most natural, consistent with you way possible, how would you do it? Because my story is if you see these people as being instrumental in your business and it, like somebody like who can make a good connection or help you grow in some way, then you, if these people are in fact that, they have to be sort of complementary for you in terms of your personality style and who you like to work with and how you like to move along. So my story is that if you're consistent and natural with who you are and how you move through the world, the like-minded people will find you. But if you try to pretend to be an extrovert, if you try to bring more energy or more pomp and circumstance to the discussion than is genuine and authentic for you, then you're risking one of two things. One is you're going to alienate your tribe because you're not showing up as yourself, or B, you're setting yourself up to constantly fail because you're showing them to be this extroverted person and they're going to expect you to be that way full time. But if you show yourself some self-compassion and you work on self-acceptance, showing up as you are, recognizing from the get-go, that's not going to be everybody's bag, I think you'll be fine. You'll set yourself up for more success because you're going to be consistent with who you are. But when you try to be somebody different, it just doesn't gel. It just doesn't stick. And all of our weaknesses or perceived weaknesses seem to be magnified. Because there, you know, are there networking sort of skill sets for introverts? I'm sure there are. But then we need a different skill set for networking for people who struggle with depression, networking for people who have learning disabilities, networking for people, and the list goes on. But if we can do a self-examination for who we are, how we move through the world, and we show up that way consistently, the people who resonate with that approach, the people who gel with that approach will absolutely find us. I'm sure you were hoping for more skill set and strategy. And on that, I'll simply tell you, Google is your friend. There are a ton ton of people who are talking about this topic, and you can read all kinds of different perspectives on it. But since you asked for mine, I'm going to tell you, take introvert off the table. Just take who you are, put that on the table, and I'm sure you'll find your way. Thanks so much for reaching out to me. Make sure that you don't waste another week sitting in regret. Take immediate action on this. Just be unapologetic about it. Put it out there. And then in a week from now, you can look back and recognize for yourself that you got tripped up and you got in your own way for week one, but on week two, you positively nailed it. I know you can. You've got this, and I've always got your back. Thanks for finding me. If anybody else has a question for the show and you'd like my 2 cents on it, you can always find me over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. Thanks so much for joining me today. I really look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.